We're going through on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We are holding on the top of Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. So we had said on Amud Aleph of Yosef Korda Braisa that only Or Behema Tahora is kosher to use for Melech HaShemayim. So the Braisa wanted to learn that Tachash that was used in the Mishkan must have been a kosher animal because they used it in the Mishkan. So you see, only Or Behema Tahora becomes Tamei with Tumas Ohel. But now that Rava was Mechadesh, that Or Behema Tamei can also become Tamei with Tumas Oh well, the Gemara comes to tell me what does this price actually teach me. The Ella had the Tanya of Yosef Lahukshub Mach Shemaim and Lorbehimatar Bavad Lame Hilchsa. Meaning, what is the halachic ramification of telling me that for Melech HaShemayim you can only use Arbehimatar? It can't be to teach me the din of Tumas Oel being limited to only Arbehimatar, because now we saw from Rava that Tumas Oel applies to even Arbehimatar. So what is the halachic ramification of the idea that you can only use kosher things from Melech HaShemayim? Says Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. The tefillin. That tefillin is also called Melech HaShemayim. You can only use kosher animals for making tefillin. Says Gemara, tefillin, behed yiksebu, l'man tiyat Torah Hashem, beficha, min amutza, beficha. We dash in from the word beficha, the tefillin. It's got to be something that's mutter to put in your mouth. Ella la'ora. Now, we're talking about the batim of the tefillin, that the parshios are put inside, that you can only use a kosher animal's hide to make the batim. That we can't learn from the word beficha in the pasuk, because the batim doesn't have the Torah Hashem. Says the mantia Torah Hashem beficha. It's only the parshios that the Torah Hashem are written on. V'amar Abayi Shin Shal Tefillin Halachon Moshim Sinai. What do you mean the batim don't have the Torah Hashem? The batim have a Shem Hashem on it. It has the shin of the tefillin. So says Mar Ella L'Korchan B'Sa'aran. The Bryce is talking about wrapping the parshios of the tefillin in the hair of an animal that is a kosher hair. L'Tofran B'Gidon, and to sew the boxes together using gidin of a kosher animal. Says Mar Hanami, Alach L'Moshim Sinai, who did Tanya, Tfilm Rabbaus, Alach L'Moshim Sinai, Nechrachos Psarim, Faros Begidon, is also Alach L'Moshim Sinai. Ella, so rather, says Gemara Liritzuos, which part of the tefillin do I need a drasha to tell me? Do I need a brisa to tell me that it's got to be something that's kosher for Melech HaShemayim that's only for the Ritzuos? Ivam Rav Yitzchak, Ritzuos Shcholos Halachal Moshe Misinai. Didn't we learn the halachas of Ritzuos also from Halachal Moshe Misinai? Says Gemara, no, you only learned one halacha about Ritzuos Halachal Moshe Misinai. Nihid Gemiri Shcholos Tahoros Megemiri from Halachal Moshe Misinai. Now, you only learned that the rituals have to be black, but you never learned that they have to be from a kosher animal. That's what I need the braisa. So the braisa of Lahuk Shul Melech Shemayim Elar Behem Tamei Torah Bilvad is not talking about Melech Shemishkan, it's talking about the rituals of tefillin. So main point number one is going to be that I need a braisa to tell me that the rituals of tefillin can only come from a kosher animal, because I already know that the parshios can only be from a kosher animal from a pasuk, and I already know that the batim and also from a pasuk, and I already know that the hairs that tie the parshios closed and the sinews that sew the batim closed, I already know that from Halachon Moshe Misinai. So now we go back to the discussion of the tachash. My havel of the tachash. What was the maskana about the tachash? Moshe, that it was around in Moshe's time. Is this a kosher animal or not? So I'm Rabbi Lo, I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Omer Hayra Meir, tachash Shoyibimei Moshe, Biri Bifnei Atzmahaya, V'lochir V'chom Mimin Chayuhu, Imin Behemahu. It was a certain kind of animal that they could never come to a conclusion whether it was in fact a chaya or a behema, this tachash. It was an unusual animal. The karenachas haistalo v'mitzcha was like a unicorn. It had one horn on its forehead. Ulefisha on his damin lo Moshe, and Moshe just came across it when it came time to make the mishkan. V'asim menu mishkan v'nignas. He made the mishkan with it, and then it was hidden away. After that, they were never able to use it again. V'dekamer karenachas haistalo v'mitzcha. From the fact that it had one horn, it must be that it was a kosher animal. So I'm Rav Yehuda Shor Sheker of the Marishon, Karenachas Haislav and Mitzchus. Shemar Vetetel Hashem Yisharpar Makrin Marfis. That the carbon that other Marishon brought also had one horn. It must have been the same animal, and therefore you see that it's a kosher animal. So Gemara asks from the drasha of Rav Yehuda that the shor that Adam was makrin had only one karen. makrin tarti mashma. What is it? Where do you see in that word that it's only one horn? Adrava makrin, it sounds like there are two horns. Amar Nachman Yitzchak makran ksiv without a yud. So since it's written without a yud, it implies that it has only one horn. So the Gemara says, well, just like by the shor that other Marishan was kosher v'lishut minei demin behemahu, maybe we should be able to derive from there that the tachash was not a chaya but a behema, because certainly the shor that other Marishan was makrov was a behema, because only a behema could be brought on the mizbeach, a chaya can't be. So why did Rav Meir say that we never were able to figure out whether the tachash was a behema or a chaya? I could figure it out. If other Marishan brought it as a korban, it was a behema. So says Mar Kivan de'ika keresh demin chayahu, since there is a balchay called a keresh, which is a kosher chaya, and it also has only one horn, we could say that the tachash was also a minchaya, and that's why the chacham weren't sure. But there's no doubt that it was kosher, because whether it's the behema that Adam Arishon brought, or whether it's this chaya called a keresh, they're both kosher. So there's no doubt that a tachash was kosher. So main point number two, the tachash was certainly a kosher, a one-horned kosher animal. We're just not sure whether it was classified as a behema or a chaya. So now the Mishnah discusses lighting a Ner Shabbos with a woven garment that was turned into a wick without singeing it first. And the Mishnah is going to discuss the din of a wick as far as Kabbalah, of such a wick as far as Kabbalah's Tumah. Psilas habeged shekipla. If you make a piece of a cloth that's folded over into a wick, velo hivava, but you didn't singe it first to make sure to make it light more easily, it's makabal tumah like a beged, because even though you turned it into a psila, so long as that you haven't singed it a little bit, it's still a beged. And therefore you're not allowed to use it for Ner Shabbos. And the Gemara will explain why that is. Rabbi Kiva Omer tahorihi umadikinba. Rabbi Kiva says no, it's tahor, it's not makabal tumah, because it lost its shame beged when you folded it into a wick, but you can use it for Ner Shabbos. So Bishlam ali inyan tuma baha pligi. Rabbi Loza sover kipul eino mawil over milsa kamaisa kaima. Rabbi Kiva sover kipul mawil ubituli batil. I understand what the machlokas is as far as Kabbalah's tuma. Does the mere folding of it into the shape of a wick without doing anything to it, without lighting it, does that in fact take away the status of a beged? Ali in halakha vimai pligi. But what exactly is the machlokas whether you're allowed to use it for halakha? So it says Maram Rav Loza, Maram Rav Shaya, v'chein Maram Rav Adbaraba, hacha b'shalosh al shalosh mitzum tzavos haskin. We're talking about a piece of beged that's exactly 3x3 etzvaos, or b'yom tov shchali osar shabbos haskinan, and it's a yantif that falls out on Friday, where there's an isur muktza. So the mission is discussing, if you want to light this Ner Shabbos on Yom Tov, the kuliyam is with Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Masikin Bekelim, that you're allowed to light a fire on Yantif using full kelim, because they're, you're allowed to be metal to them to use them, so therefore you're allowed to be metal to them to light a fire with them. Vein masikin b'shivre kelim, but you're not allowed to light broken kelim on Yom Tov, because the previous day they were shalem, and they were meant to be used for their regular usage, and now they're broken, so they're no longer usable for anything but for a fire. So the fact that they're what they're designated for has changed on Yom Tov, they're considered to be nolad, which is a very severe form of muktzah. Udukuli Alma and both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva agree, Islu de Ula. They agree to Ula's statement, Amrula, Hamadik Farshiadik Burofayotse, that someone who lights Ner Shabbos has to light the majority of the wick that extends outside of the Ner. You shouldn't remove your hand from the Hadlaka until rove of the wick that extends beyond the Shemen or beyond the wax is lit. Don't light just a little bit off the edge of it. So what's the machlokas? Rabbi Lazar suffer kipul in a model. Rabbi Lazar suffer that. Rabbi Lazar hold that folding the beged on erev Yom Tov doesn't help to mivatel it from being a beged. You keep in the avik veporta, and since you begin to light it a little bit, and a little bit of it is gone, havile shever kli, it's now considered to be a broken kli that broke on Yom Tov. V'chi kamadik v'shever kli kamadik. So when you continue to light the rest of it, you're lighting a broken
broken kli. Rabbi Kiva suffer kiful mawil, and Rabbi Kiva holds that folding an erev yom tov works to be mevatelit. The ein taras kli alav, and doesn't have the status of a kli. V'chikamadik beitzvial no kamadik. So when you're lighting something that's not muktzeh, it's just an eitz, and therefore you're allowed to light ner shabbos with it, even when yom tov falls out on erev shabbos. Amar Rav Yosef, once we heard this understanding in the Machlokes Tanaim, Hainu de Tanina, that's what we learned. Shalosh al Shalosh mitzumtzamos v'lo yadana l'may hilchsa. We heard that there's some sort of tradition that there's some Mishnah that has to be talking about a beggar that's 3x3 at Zba'os exactly, but we didn't know what halachic context that was in, because if it's not mitzumtzum, then it's for sure mekabeltum if it's a little bit larger. So what would the context possibly be? But now the Gemara knows that it's in the context of our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, the commentaries of Rava if Rava is answering within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that everyone holds that ein masikin b'shivrei kli on Yom Tov, because it's considered nolad, that you're not allowed to light a kli that broke on Yom Tov because it's considered to be nolad, it must be that he holds like that. So umi amar Rava Rava hachi, but does Rava Rava really hold that way? Didn't Rava Rava tell us nachri shechakak kav bevakas Yisrael masikah b'yom tov, a nachri that hollows out on Yom Tov, a base kibble the size of a kav in a piece of wood, even though it became a kli on Yom Tov, Yisrael is allowed to light from it in Yom Tov. So the amai, if Rav Adverav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, why are you allowed to light from it in Yom Tov? Nolad who? Isn't it Nolad that in Erev Yom Tov it was a splinter and now you're, and it was only Ra'ui Frasaka, and now you're using it for a kli and it's right to be used as a kli? So says, well, the range of Lazar Bikiva Kamerlei, the Leilos Sirlei. When Rav Adverav explains our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's just trying to explain both Tanaim and our Mishnah, Rav Lazar and Bikiva. But he personally happens to not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So the point is that when the Tanaim and our Mishnah argue whether you're allowed to use a Psilus HaBeget Shekiplo V'lov Hava for Nero Shabbos, they're both assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that a kli that is broken on Yantif is considered no lad in Asr, but Rav Adverava personally doesn't hold that way. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up at the top of Chavtes Amar Aleph next time.